Less bite work and more control and handling. I'm Chuck, and this is the Dogman Underground podcast, and you are on the website of the blog of MurrioCanine.com. So, yeah, interesting topic, you know. I was just watching CT Touch Horses, a video he did not too long ago about how everybody's spending so much time on bite work with supposed protection dogs. You know, people like that bite work, right? There's something primeval within the psyche of human beings. And you got to keep that shit in check sometimes, man. Gypsy would say agitator brain and trainer brain, right? And that's all agitator brain stuff rather than trainer brain. And when, you know, for me, there's basically like three different phases of training that I take my dogs through. And I'm not counting the obedience stuff. I'm saying the actual protection, tactical type stuff, assuming a dog already has really good foundational obedience. But, you know, the first antagonizing a dog and getting it that you know for sure is going to bite somebody. And different dogs, you're going to have to approach it from different ways and different intensities. You know, that's where, you know, whether you got a hard dog or a soft dog or hot or cold dog, you know, it's all varying, right? And a lot of that's a matter of personal taste. Me personally, I like a dog that's hot and that I got to throttle back rather than a dog that is rather cold and needs to be convinced that, you know, there's bad things and bad people out in the world. I don't prefer that type of dog. I like a dog that's already has a sense of suspicion. But so, yeah, you know, getting the dog that you know for sure that dog is going to, you know, engage with this person. Whether it's going to stick in there, we're not concerned with that. But I'm just saying, you get the dog, you know, some dogs will be a little bit fearful at first, right? And that's fine. Those are great dogs to work with, right? So you want to get, whatever the case may be, you want to make sure, get that dog that you know it's going to bite somebody. Then, boom, immediately throttle back, and we're into control. Teaching that dog to stay at our side while serious threat display, while in defensive drive, without running off and attacking, right? Keeping that dog at bay, keeping the dog under control, right? And that's why we've come to this already with obedience, right? But now we're just taking it to the next level. And, so that would be that, you know, having control with the dog. Right now, we're probably within a few sessions away of, Trudy almost being there, right? We've been doing walk by exercises with the known agitator. See, once you have an agitator and that dog isn't hunting, isn't looking to play a game, but is really suspicious of this dude. Now you're going to throttle back and you're asking this dog or telling this dog, requiring this dog that, hey, I'm the one that says what goes here. And that's where the handling begins. But starting at a distance and moving in closer and closer, all the way to the point where you can put your dog in a down stay or a sit stay, and you should be able to shake hands with this dude and have him do some jumping jacks, whatever the case may be. And that dog is to stay put. Until either that man makes a move towards your physical space or you give it its word, right, to engage. That then brings us to then the final stage for me, anyway, for most home protection dogs. This is plenty good here. And that is now doing some turning bumps into bangs. And that is once we have control of the dog, we're shaking hands with this dude, everything is cool. And now we're going to let the dog actually engage with this dude. I like headhunters. I kind of like my dogs to bite up towards the face. And they do real good at that. So, you know, you do muzzle work then to where this dog is actually fighting with this dude. And there's all, you know, different steps and things that you can do with this. And then another thing is using some sack work, right? If there's any kind of bite work that I do, it isn't on a sleeve. It's using burlap sacks and various methods to instill some tactical things with the dog. It's different. It's different than clinging and latching on, like you see all of these dogs doing. It's far more combative and stick and move and that kind of stuff. And that's achieved with a burlap sack. And once you can then call your dog on to somebody, and then you can call the dog off. That's the final thing. You know, for sure you can call this dog off and get it to come back to heel. That's a pretty damn good solid protection dog for most homes. You know, I think of a video, not maybe it's been a couple years at CT Touch Horses, where he had that lady paid, I guess, $16,000 for that supposed protection dog. And it's a terrible embarrassment from the obedience aspect of it all the way up until this dog isn't going to protect this lady for nothing. I mean, Clyde is actually shaking this lady, and the dog just is standing there, right? So if that's what you get for $16K, boy, I can do a lot better than that on my own. Right here at home, with my own dog. And that's kind of my point with this thing. It's not all that complicated to get a dog to do that. And what is to do that? A dog that is, has the tenacity and willingness to engage with somebody, a dog that can be under control while in defensive drive and putting off a serious, "Hey bud, you better step back or you're going to get some of this," right? And then being able, for sure, that this dog is engaging with a person, and then you can call it off. And that's a wrap. That's a damn good job right there. It's better than that $16,000 dog. If that was a $16K, then I got like, I don't know, $200,000 worth of dogs in my yard, because all of my dogs perform way better than that dog. And you know, there's a lot of those types of dogs. You know, these star-studded professional master, grandmasters, and you know, all these people on YouTube, a lot of them have legitimate businesses and indoor facilities and 100,000 subscribers, and but they're putting out dogs like this and charging that type of money for it under the guise of being protection dogs. And so, yeah, everybody's focusing on the bite work. They're focusing on chase and apprehend, and it has nothing to do with the protection work. And Clyde's right. There's just, you know, but that's what captivates people on an emotional and subconscious deep level, right? Those, you know, if you're into spirituality, you're supposed to be operating from your higher self a little bit and being a little bit more in control and not influenced by those base instincts. And a lot of that stuff is coming from a primeval base instinct to want to, there's a violence within human beings, and there's a certain pleasure in watching things attack other things. if we're honest with ourselves. And, so that's why people really gravitate towards that kind of stuff. 'Cause it's actually satisfying a reptilian brain need, so to speak. But as far as like real world home protection dogs, I don't know if that stuff's, like I said, a lot of that stuff's counterproductive. But, so for me, there's three basic phases that I put my dogs through. And, again, that's assuming, not assuming, that's when the dog already has like rock solid, obedience and, you know, the year and a half old or so, you know, then I start the actual protection with putting the dog under pressure with real bad people, not focused in on equipment at all. The bite work, if there's any bite work, with the sack, you know, that's a couple steps, in the future where most people are just, you know, that's where they're starting off, you know, and sending their dog to go bite on suits and, you know, calling that protection work. And that's cool, but we got something different going on here. I'm going to be opening up here. What is this? I think it's April 24th, 2025. I've been working on getting some of these videos together to open up the actual protection side of this. That'll be the third level of membership. It's going to be a little pricey. It's not going to be cheap. That's for damn sure. But it's going to be, you know, comparable to the prices. What there's this one guy, he's, you know, you get a couple videos for $400, you know, and what I'm going to be offering here is much more extensive, much more real as far as serious home protection dogs. And so we'll be opening up that, and it'll have all three of these phases in it as well. So leave your comments below. What do you guys think, man? That's kind of my three steps of training a real protection dog.